Now let's get into the meat and potatoes of Module 7. So you'll notice we've called it the numbers game. And what we're really talking about during this session is all about time and money, my favorite two topics and the things that we never seem to have quite enough of. So I'm guessing some of you might be asking, why in the world are we focusing on pricing at this point when I don't even know what my program looks like? I don't even know who I'm going to be marketing to exactly. Well, that is, of course, a great question. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to feel a little bit counterintuitive to set prices before you have a product, program, or service. But I want you to start thinking about how much money you need to be you in your life and how much money you need to be successful in your business so that your business can support you versus you supporting your business. In fact, the pitfall is far too many people in this industry, in this helping profession world, invest a lot of time creating programs and products and workshops, but they don't have a solid business model. And what that means is they spend all their time creating, but when they go out into the world, because they haven't done the research, they haven't priced it right, they haven't figured out exactly what's the right amount of time to deliver for the dollar amount you're going to be asking and all those great questions, they kind of risk the chance that they're going to be doing a lot of overworking and a lot of overdevelopment, and of course, either not being paid or being underpaid for all of their effort. So I really want you to think about how you create your programs and products based on what you're going to be getting for them. So the truth is, you can design all of your offerings so that they can work smarter and not harder to help your clients reach the level of success they seek while bringing you the dollars you need to stay in business and have a healthy and wonderfully wealthy life as you see it. Of course, you are ultimately the judge of how much money you make. I'm just here to help you to get to that number and to make it easy for you. Here are some of the behind-the-scenes secrets. So secret number one is decide on the dollar amount you want to make for each of your offerings and then design those offerings, whether it's a program, a workshop, or a product, with this number in mind. So knowing exactly what you're going to charge is going to tell you actually, like I said, how much time and effort you're going to invest in each product. And I know it might seem crazy and counterintuitive, but what happens is you start to look at, wow, I'm investing 60 hours for a product I'm selling for $19. And maybe that 60 hours feels like the right amount of time for that $19. And it very much might be. But if you're fairly new to this process, it's likely that you need to test market your ideas a little bit more because you've got to get a feel for what your audience will really need, what they will really want, and of course, what they'll pay for. So here's my rule of thumb with this. Decide on the dollar amount, go out and test market it, and then build it. So notice I added a little sneaky in there. I said test market it. In fact, one of the biggest successes that I've always had has been because of my willingness to take a pause and to go out in the world and get feedback before I create things. The reason I do this is I don't want to invest a lot of time and energy into something that isn't going to sell. And in fact, the next module that we'll be sharing with you will actually teach you how to do exactly this. The other reason this is important is you might not know exactly what your audience can or will afford. And so if your price point needs to be a little bit lower, then you probably want to create for that dollar amount and not overinvest yourself. At the risk of feeling like I'm being a little greedy here or I'm being overprotective of you, the reason I say this is it's really hard to draw the line in terms of what's a solid, good product and what is the amount of time you need to put it into creating that program and product before you take it out. Because here's the other truth here that most people don't realize. When you create a product, a program, or a service, the very first time you create it, it's in your imagination. It doesn't live there out in the world, so it's going to change. It's going to improve. It's going to be enhanced. And it doesn't mean that in its current state, in that first birthing of it, that it's not worth the dollar amount you're asking. But I guarantee you that you're going to want to change it, improve it as you see it work with others. So trust me on this. Do your research, pick that number, and design for that number, and then be prepared to change it after you've taken it to market. So this leads me to the kind of a dark secret in the industry that not a lot of people talk about, but it's true. Most people that are successful in sharing their ideas and their wisdom and their great techniques and all that good stuff out with the world, do not even start to fully develop their programs, workshops, or products until they have marketed and sold their programs. They first fill their program and then they develop their curriculum. That might feel a little bit scary to you, but here's the truth. They give themselves plenty of time to develop it, but they make sure that there is an audience to serve it to. And this is an amazing way to look at it because it will also light the fire under your buns so that you actually finish creating your program, product, and or service. Far too many people spend countless hours trying to figure out exactly what it is, where if you focus on the marketing first, I know it's not what we normally think about as coaches, authors, speakers, change artists, light workers, but if you focus on your marketing first, I promise you, you will see the results. And then you're going to be having the time of your life knowing that you've got 20, 30, 2,000 people, whatever it is you market to deliver your solution to. It feels amazing. And I tell you what, you will produce the most amazing programs when those numbers are there and you know the audience wants you. It just feels good. So let's talk about secret number two. And of course, I've already revealed it, but it is just that. Do not build it until they come. Do not build it until they come. And I want you to develop the one program, the one product, the one service that draws the people, focusing on your marketing first. Secret number three is exactly what I've been talking about as well. Those who have success market successfully. The truth is, you might be identical to your top competitor in everything you say and do behind the scenes. But the person that markets the best is going to attract the most clients. So marketing well, you will always win the hearts, the minds, and of course the pocketbooks of your audience. And the same goes for the person that offers the exact same service at a higher price point. In fact, I've seen coaches and authors and speakers who say, okay, for $9.99, you can have my program. And then another person comes around for $5,999 and wipes everyone clean. Why? You might be thinking, but my $1,000 program, everyone should want that. Well, the truth is there will be people that will want the $1,000 program because they're purchasing things by price only. They're only worried about how much. But most people are looking for true value. What is it that they're really going to get out of that offering? What are they going to be able to do, have, be, or feel as a result of that offering? And that's where your marketing comes in. Your marketing is absolutely the key to your success at getting top value for your offers and staying alive and sustained and fruitful in your business endeavors.